You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
But it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm not ready for burial insurance, and I don't need it.
And good evening to Don.
I've had cataract surgery in both my eyes.
And to myself.
I seem to remember.
Remember. I love that.
And lastly.
Adolis Garcia with a solo shot. Blue Jays, two-run shot. Sorry, Rangers, I should say, up 5-3.
4-3.
No, it's a two-run. Oh, it's 4-3 now?
They were down 3-2.
They were down 3.
Wow.
Wow. Andrew.
By the way, Judge in the Game 2 lineup, leading off playing right field.
You don't say.
I did say. 99, baby.
That, by the way, that would have shown me something. If Judge said, you know what? Let me take tonight. I'm going to do it tomorrow. That would have showed me something.
Or just how about I'm good?
I'm not playing either?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit at 61.
I respect Roger Maris. I want to share the record with him. It's off to the postseason for me. We'll see you.
That's it.
Get on a plane and fly home.
Wow.
Wave like Nixon at the top of the stairs.
That would be something. Just rolls out. Peace signs in the air.
That would be quite the scene.
That's something you tell your grandkids about.
Exactly. That hits you.
Grandpa, were you there when Judge pulled a Nixon?
Let's hear from Adam Schefter on the television earlier talking about the Tyrod, Daniel Jones, Davis Webb situation.
Tyrod Taylor came on and got concussed. He's likely to not be available this week, which means it's either Daniel Jones or maybe they have to go to their practice squad for a quarterback like Davis Webb versus the Green Bay Packers.
I got to tell you, no one respects a consonant like Adam Schefter.
Tyrod Taylor concussed.
Wow.
Do you hear the level?
Yeah.
The
there's a lot going on
it
there.
It went through the entire time. What was the last word he said of that clip?
Packers.
Oh, yeah. And the Packers.
Tyrod I'll tell you what, Don.
Taylor, concussed Packer.
Peter really feeling comfortable.
Oh, listen.
Really comfortable. He's going after one of the kings.
I mean, I'm not going after him. I'm just saying the man
All he has to do is make one phone call to Petar and go, yeah, this guy on radio, Peter Rosenberg, I don't like him. Out.
Well,
and you'd be out.
You're not wrong, but fortunately, he'd call up and go, I was listening to the Michael K show. You got to get rid of this Michael K because he doesn't know who I am. So it would actually be Michael that ends up losing his job.
Interesting.
Not that there's any way Michael could ever lose his job.
Maybe Schefter goes, I was listening to Michael K and them boys, and one of them boys said something
I want you to get rid of all of them boys.
Tyrod Taylor came on and got concussed. He's likely to not be available this week, which means it's either Daniel Jones or maybe they have to go to their practice squad for a quarterback like Davis Webb versus the Green Bay Packers.
You idiot.
So you're calling him the consonant king.
He's the king of consonants, that Adam Schefter. Anyways, guys, I now listen, Michael yesterday expressed the utmost confidence in Davis Webb. You love Davis Webb.
Half for years.
How do you feel about them talking to Jake from State Farm?
I don't feel good about that.
You don't feel great about that one, huh?
No, because Jake from State Farm did not do well.
No.
Last year. Wasn't he the quarterback when they decided to hand off?
I was just going to say, I think he was.
I have a scorching that he was. He during the Commanders game, he was the guy. I have a scorching hot take for you, Michael.
All right, let's go.
You know what I do if I'm the Giants right now?
You sign Phil Sims.
Close. You're very close.
You sign Fran Tarkenton.
You're going
You're going the wrong way.
Okay.
Oh, you go with half of the Manning cast.
That's right. You call up the Manning cast and go, Eli, what are you doing this weekend? Little trip to London? Now, listen.
By the way, I was off the air yesterday. By the time you guys
I know what you're going to say.
How great was that?
SNL?
Oh, my God. What an open.
Miles Teller.
Is Peyton Manning.
He is Peyton Manning. It was the Eli was okay. It wasn't special.
Yeah, it wasn't special, but Miles Teller was special.
Now, listen, if Miles Teller came up to me with a name tag that said Miles Teller, actor,
you wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't know who it was or what he's done. But when I watched that, I came away impressed. That was
You know what his nickname is, right?
What's that?
Miles Teller, what his nickname is?
No.
Odometer.
Because he's a Miles Teller.
Yeah.
You just came up with that?
Did you come up with that yourself, or did you read that somewhere?
No, it was actually one of the promos for SNL.
Oh,
Bowen Yang said it.
Oh, really?
I would love to take credit for that.
Hey, listen, give SNL credit. I mean, you have 9 cast members leave at the same time.
I don't think they left on their own volition, Don.
Wait, you don't?
No. Kate McKinnon did.
Well, Kate McKinnon clearly did. You don't think Pete did?
Yeah, Pete did, but... Marissa Villasenor, why would she leave? I thought she was great.
Yeah, but why would they push her out too? She was popular. I thought.
There are a lot of people.
And Kyle Mooney's awesome.
I think A.D. Bryant left on her own.
That's what I'm saying. So it's almost everybody. I think all of them left on their own. Honestly, I mean, maybe Kyle Mooney. They said, okay, we've done this enough. It's not working out. But I think it's a mistake because I think he's hilarious. But
who's the boat guy that's gone? He didn't leave on his own volition. He does the Is It Cake show now?
Oh, Mikey Day?
Yeah.
Oh, Is It Cake?
Yeah.
It's
kids
really
love that
good.
Show. That's a fun
show.
Oh,
it's hilarious. Kids love it too.
And he's great too.
Yeah, he's good.
Literally these bakers, they're all competing and they like there's a boot and go make a boot. And then they have these judges to decide is it cake or not. And Peter, you can't from the
you
camera
can't
you
tell.
Can't tell. They do a spectacular job like making it look like a cash register.
And by the way, Alex Moffitt is the boat guy.
Yeah, okay. He's gone too.
Wow, that's a lot. It was like 6 or 7?
It's like,
that's
where
why they did the Manning cast to look at the new members.
If 9 hosts left, what would our station do? Like Steve Brzezinski would host Afternoon Drive.
Like pretty much does anyway.
Well, you're saying if 9 hosts...
If 9 hosts left.
That would sound like a regular day during the fall book.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Some people were kidnapped, though.
No one respects a consonant like Adam Schefter. It's very true. All right, let's get to more of the football. Here is Bart, our very own Bart Scott, talking to Jeff Saturday on Bart and Hahn about the possibility of Mitch Trubisky to the Giants.
Now that the Kenny Pickett era has begun, you can't go back to Mitch Trubisky.
No.
So now you may be able to use Mitch Trubisky as a piece to maybe get a 5th-round draft pick because I'm looking at the team in New York, and they got this guy that, you know, Jake Fromm that they're working out because last week Saquon Barkley had to play
Wildcat.
Mitch Trubisky knows the system.
Dayball, Buffalo.
Dayball revitalized his career. That's why his stock was so high. How about making a trade and taking the elephant in the room away from Kenny Pickett if he struggles to go back? You still got Mason Rudolph there. How about we play general manager and let's just make a trade for Mitch Trubisky to New York?
I am 100% in full favor of the trade. I think it makes both teams better.
Would you be interested in Mitch Trubisky?
No.
No, because I think Tyrod Taylor's better.
But what about like if you could do it this second?
But even if he did it this second, he's not going to be able to play Sunday. He doesn't know the playbook.
Give me the webmaster. Don't worry. The webmaster's fine.
The webmaster?
Oh, nice. He's
that I just came up with. That was not Bowen Yang's.
But honestly, he can't play this week. I would think Tyrod Taylor would be available in 2 weeks to play.
I'm going to say something right now.
Uh-oh.
If Daniel Jones is out for the year, maybe. But Jones, even with a high ankle sprain, he could be back in a month. And Taylor's going to be back, I would think, after next week.
I have a statement and a question.
Uh-oh.
Here's the statement. I'm excited for the Giants. I'm not saying this as a hater. I truly am happy they won. I'm happy they're 3-1. I'm enjoying it. They're losing this weekend. Okay? They're losing this weekend.
Right.
Ballard.
So to overthink,
but it's not
to overthink. To support your point.
Yeah.
Like, do you really need to go crazy to get someone? I don't think they're winning this week, no matter what they do.
Right. So you're 3-3, and then you got Baltimore.
No, 3-2.
3-2. And then you got Baltimore. So could you beat Baltimore with Tyrod Taylor as your quarterback?
With Tyrod Taylor, yes, they could.
Now, if you
I don't think they will.
If you told me that that Jones is going to be out at least a month. He's going to miss 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain.
By the way, and Michael, here's the question I have related to that. Uh-huh. If you find out Daniel Jones misses a month, four games in the middle of the season, does that, unfair as it is, answer the question, if you have one, if you're the Giants on him? It's another season.
It's unfair, but, you know, availability is a big ability.
And this has been a concern with everyone for him every year.
Mm-hmm.
So if this stretches into four, I think it's over.
No, listen, it's over. But to answer your question, the first one, if you're telling me that Tyrod Taylor is, like, out indefinitely because of post-concussion syndrome and Jones is out for, like, next month, then maybe you think about doing it. But if I got Taylor for Baltimore, I think I'm good. Now, to answer the question about
how much Daniel Jones can miss?
Well, we just looked at Baker Mayfield's making $15 million. So you offer Daniel Judge 1 year, $12 million.
Who's Daniel Judge?
Daniel Jones. There's no Daniel Judge.
Or Aaron Jones.
Daniel Boone.
Aaron Jones is a football
Daniel
player.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Yeah. Daniel Jones, you offer him 1 year, $12 million. And if somebody beats you, then all right, you leave him free agency.
Nobody will beat you.
Right. Yeah. So you get him. You don't have to franchise him. You get him for $12 million. Like, he's around Baker Mayfield, maybe a little less. So 12, even if it's 15. This idea of giving him big money multiple years, that's gone. It's over.
It's over already. Okay. That's fair.
But if you want to buy another year to figure out what you're going to do with the quarterback position, I'll pay him $12 million play again.
Can I tell you the truth right now? I'd rather have, if I had the choice, I'd take Daniel Jones over Carson Wentz. There are people I'd rather have him than, including my current quarterback.
So you're saying that maybe if you're Washington and the Giants make him available, that you would pay more than $12
million? No, I didn't say that. But to the point of...
That's what they have to worry about. Who else would pay more than that?
I just mean if you're the Giants and you're between quarterbacks, you can do worse than Daniel Jones. But I'm also not giving him $20 million. But I really hope the kid gets back. It would just be such a bummer if he missed this whole month.
I got to stop you for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So you posted something on Instagram, you DJed a wedding.
I sure did.
Danielle looks like a smoke show from the pictures, is she?
I don't know if I'm comfortable commenting on the bride.
Well, you're comfortable posting pictures of her dancing.
Let me say this. She was a very lovely bride.
Smoke show.
You'll tell me off the air.
It was a great wedding, though. Really,
it looks fun.
Really enjoyed myself. You saw her up on the chair dancing?
Yeah, it's what I'm watching over and over on a loop.
What are you doing, Michael? Serious.
This is why I love him. This is why I love him, though. Because who else says that? I'm sorry, Scully's not saying that.
I mean, there's a reason it's not said.
Costas isn't coming on and saying that.
Gar's not saying that.
No.
Gar is not saying that.
Gaga ain't doing that. Wow. By the way, this is...
Is that right?
This is troubling.
Well, yeah, offer Daniel Judge 1 year, $12
million. Who's Daniel Judge?
Daniel Jones.
I think we're all starting to lose it.
Maybe it's time for us to go.
There's too much Judge going on.
I mean, the stuff that you laid out there earlier, Peter, that'll never go away.
No, I know. It was trouble.
Daniel Judge doesn't even compare to that.
All right. What does a stroke sound like?
Oh, my goodness.
It sounds like Eric Weddle.
Yeah, you're right. But at least...
No. Penalties to helmet is the most...
Penalties to helmet.
Is the number one worst brain fart in the history of the show, I believe.
Because you said it twice.
Yeah, like for me to make it that far showed something was severely wrong.
Can we go back in time for that?
I love going
that drop.
If you never heard it, it's a great moment in show history.
If everyone knows taking off your penalties a helmet, you know taking off your penalties a helmet.
It's the second one that really hits it all.
Double down.
Yeah,
that is pathetic.
That's what makes it hit.
Well, wait a minute. We've all had our pathetic moments.
Yeah, but we don't double down.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's hear from you want to hear from Tannenbaum on Saquon or no?
I'm good.
Okay. You want to move on?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll have Tannenbaum on Friday. We'll get our own fresh stuff.
All right. We'll talk to him.
Let's go!
How about the pink guy with the that got tackled by the Rams players?
You want to hear that?
Oh, I would love to.
Is it our guy?
We have the Manning cast.
Oh, okay.
We got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? He had no clothes on. He was running a post route right across the 50, and a security guard took him out. But a nice hit, though, right? It was a nice legal hit. See, I thought we could show that. Yeah, I understand.
I think we could. No, they don't want to talk about it.
I understand the A team couldn't show it, but the B team, like, we should be able to show that.
I think that's why. Here you go. Oh, yeah.
There he is. Not, yes.
Oh, yes.
That's what we're talking
Wagner.
About. Wagner.
Bobby.
A veteran, right? Get him down. Now get out and
tackle.
Let these guys take over.
Oh,
Bobby Wagner. Veteran play.
Now, I'm told we actually have the Kevin Harlan audio.
Wait, one second. Peyton, what was Peyton doing? The guy wasn't naked.
And also a security guard didn't take him down, so.
Yeah,
no, Bobby Wagner did.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Let's hear how Harlan did it.
Yeah, this is the guy.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Kev?
Kevin!
With a smoke bomb that is pink, and he's running up the sideline. Now a couple of Rams come over there and make the tackle. Head first, and he's in a cloud of pink smoke, so you can't see him, and now... On him are a couple of security guards. That guy is headed to the slammer.
That's a
drop. And it will not be a good night.
Well, when we do Harlan next time, I want to hear that guy's headed to the slammer.
Now, we've heard two different stories. It was some sort of protest or a gender reveal. Which one is it?
The gender reveals are getting a little out of hand. I have a feeling that when Peter finally is going to have a baby, he's going to have this sick, demented gender reveal.
I want to tell you right now, if I have a big gender reveal,
right,
know one of two things.
Okay.
I am the biggest sellout in human history.
No, I could see that.
Or I am the most whipped man alive.
And I could see that. So those are two very doable things.
So I am so anti-gender reveal. You have no. I think it's insane. So I was wondering what the pink smoke was. Like I didn't understand.
I don't know whether it was protest or. And again, that's an area they protest in San Francisco, as you know.
Sure, they do.
But the gender reveal seems to get some steam. I think the way you should do for a gender reveal, get Snoop Dogg to smoke a big blunt, and then when he blows the smoke out, it's a blue or pink.
How would you create?
I don't know.
They
can figure it out. We have the technology.
No, the tech has to be here. That's a good point.
Oh, I've got the perfect gender reveal for you.
Okay.
Kanye comes onto your show.
Nope.
And he wears a shirt either Pink Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter.
Right. Wow.
And there's your gender reveal.
You are so topical.
Yeah.
Except and the Blue Lives Matter thing would have a double meaning, but wow.
That guy is headed to the slammer.
You're proud of me right now, aren't you?
I'm impressed.
And it will not be a good night.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Listen, no one told me, but I know that's from Westwood One, so thank you. Let's hear from Ben Simmons, who did something crazy yesterday. You guys know what he did? Played in a basketball game.
Okay.
And scored. Here's Ben Simmons, asked what it was like to be back.
After such a long road back, how did it feel to finally be out there on the court playing with your teammates?
You know, I'm grateful just to be able to step on the NBA floor again. So I had a lot of fun out there.
And here's Ben Simmons on the Nets offense.
It was fun messing up because I know how good we can be and seeing just different looks and opportunities there. Just working with Kevin and Kai and Joe. I'm seeing where they want the ball and just how things are going to work.
No, because I've had it.
You know, but the only way you learn is making mistakes. So I had a few out there tonight that I can go back and watch film and say, you know, I know what I did wrong and how to fix that. So it's all a learning process for me. So it's good.
Boy, if he can play, that's a really, really good team.
Yes. And Rucco on the call last night.
Rucco's going to be on a watch party today for game two on the S app.
Why aren't I invited to be a guest on that?
Why don't you text him right now? Sir. I'm sure he's aching for guests.
I can't. It's Yom Kippur.
I'll be doing the show.
I'll be eating my pre-fast meal. Yeah, but I'm as of when I get off the air,
right.
I'm running home to meet Natalie so we can have our pre-fast meal.
And then that's it. See you Thursday.
And then see me Thursday, yeah. And see no food till
Wednesday
night.
Oh, you're off tomorrow? I didn't know that.
Sure I am. Wow. We don't have to go down this road.
See ya!
Do we? The
no, no.
You calling me a fraudulent?
No, no. You know what? To each his own. I've changed.
Wow.
When was this? Yesterday?
No, yeah, I've evolved, Don.
You know, yesterday, what was the context? I said something to Natalie about Michael and eating. And she suggested him eating, it was about the wedding maybe? And something about him eating fish. And I informed her, I was like, wait, you've never heard the drop? Michael doesn't eat fish. There's a drop. Never had fish, never had an egg. And her mind
never had fish, never had an egg.
What was the other one? Never had a bean, never had a...
Never had a bean, never had a soup. If it's out of the sea, it's not for me. I don't like a crustacean. Hate everything about barbecue sauce.
The only one that I actually understand, I think, is I can't stand a crustacean. Or I don't like a crustacean. That one I get. Crustaceans.
Who's Spud Murray?
Who did I mess up that I said... What? Who did I mess up and call Spud Murray?
Who's Spud Murray?
Well, why were we talking about Spud Webb or Spud McKenzie?
No, it was like a coach. It was like a base coach. It was a Yankee or Met related base coach situation. And I
can't think of a Murray and I can't think of a Spud.
Oh well, you were disgusted by it. That's clear.
Now Friars Fan 77 makes a really good suggestion. He said Rosenberg should reveal his gender live on the radio tonight.
Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, my.
That is... I don't even know if I understand.
No.
Let's hear from Kyrie Irving.
Wait. Does he talk about Kareem?
No, he does
not. No, I don't want to hear from him.
Well, we can move on.
This is him on Ben Simmons.
Well, anytime anybody comes back, it's going to take some time. Obviously, we talked about it last media session of just what our responsibility is as teammates for him, just to make the game easier. And I was telling him at halftime, you know, when you're playing with some high-level players, you know, despite what you heard, like, we're going to make the game easy for you. And he's going to love playing with us. He's going to love getting up and down the floor with us. But for him to be out there for his first day and for us to experience it with him, it's something that we can remember for the rest of the season and something that we got through.
Well, wait a minute. I know that ENN is a high-priced endeavor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar pretty much takes out Kyrie Irving at the knees.
Oh, yeah.
He's available to the media last night, and no one asked him his reply to what Kareem said? No one? We have to hear what he thinks about Ben Simmons? I think that's wasted time.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. No one, do you think no one asked? Guys, did no one ask? We didn't see anything of it?
I didn't see it in the papers today.
Hmm. Now, did you see earlier, Michael, what LeBron James had to say?
No, I saw you thought it was weak.
It was just strange, and I've had trouble understanding it, but essentially LeBron said, when asked, what do you think about breaking Kareem's record, and do you have any relationship? And he just said, don't think about it, no relationship. Then later, during a presser, he was asked about Kareem, and he expounded more and said, you know, gave Kareem respect. But it was a very weird statement. The no thought and no relationship was strange to me.
You know what? All of these players, man, they better tiptoe around this because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did and lived everything that they think they are. He took stands. He sacrificed things in his life.
Actual
he
risks.
Believed in things and actually put thought and energy into each and every one of his causes. So they better not bash this guy because they don't know what they're talking about if they do. They don't. This is one of the brightest professional athletes that has ever lived and has sacrificed a lot.
I'm with you 100%. If Kyrie does get asked about it, I hope he's just deferential and says, hey, I respect Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'll take what he said under advisement. That's really all you can say.
That's the best thing to say.
Otherwise, it's a losing proposition. Now, here's someone who, whenever they speak, we respect it. Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show. He was asked about the possibility of playing with Odell.
Odell and I have been friends for a number of years now, and so we keep in contact, you know, often. We talked at various times over the years, and obviously, with a player like that, you're always hoping that there's a time where you can figure things out and play together.
I think the Rams should investigate it, too.
What do you mean?
They need Odell.
Yeah, you might be right. Now, Michael, would you be interested if a month from now, because Odell won't be available till late November, if a month from now, as we head into November, the Giants are in a position to make the playoffs, compete for a wild card, and still struggling on offense, do you consider an Odell reunion?
Yeah. I mean, I don't pour hundreds of million dollars into Odell, but I would consider a reunion.
Well, I don't think anyone's pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into it.
They got about $4 million of cap space. So I guess they could do something. But why would Odell do it? If Odell is healthy come November, wouldn't he want to go sign with a team that's got a legit chance to make a run? Listen, the Giants have had a nice start, but I don't think anybody looks at them as a team that's going to be a playoff team, or if they get there, make any kind of run. Well, you know, he can go to the Eagles, he can go to the Cowboys, he can go back to the Rams. I mean, those are teams that are going to be probably competing for something, you would think.
It was almost like the Eric Weddle drop, what you just did, in some ways.
But it was all correct.
So former Raven. Different.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
That's the only reason I said it. That'll do it for ENN.
That was
this.
A very worthy ENN.
I think so. I think it was a great ENN.
Any sponsor you need to read or not?
No.
No, you're all good?
No.
All paid up?
All Gucci.
All right, there you go. Come back. We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Game two of the Yankees day-night doubleheader. They won the first game 5-4. Judge did not hit a home run in five at-bats, and he's in the lineup again. And it's going to be a bullpen game for the Texas Rangers. So will it happen? The roof was closed in game one. They don't have many home runs when it's closed. It's open for the night game. So it's all set. It's right there for you. Let's see if it happens. We'll talk about it right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.